Under sunny skies, the Windy City reopened one of its historic locations, now known as the Kenai Inn, the home of Kenai Catering. Originally was the Sheffield House, back in the day when Jay Hammond and Hugh Malone were creating the permanent fund right here in this very building. I'm talking with the entrepreneur who's not only a friend of the community, but a personal friend, and that's Steve. Steve, this has been kind of a long dream of yours, hasn't it?
It has. We bought the hotel back in 2015, I believe it was, and we've just been doing our catering thing for multiple years and just slowly been working on fixing these rooms up, and it's just long overdue. We, you know, COVID slowed us down, and so here we are. We're going to get it open.
And it's really great to be doing that because it is a historic building, which if it hadn't been for you and Bobby, it might have just gone the way of demolition and forgetting all of the memories and all of the times and all of the birthdays and all the celebrations that have been right here in this building.
Yeah, I think there might even be a few ghosts.
I'm sure there are. Now, speaking of ghosts, the rooms have been totally renovated. Didn't recognize any of them when I took the little tour here. So tell me what the Kenai Inn now, how it's going to be operating.
Well, we're a very small boutique hotel, and we've got very unique rooms that are all individually set up. One's a bear room, one's the Bigfoot room, et cetera. Bobby has done a real good job of decorating up the rooms, and we're just looking forward to a busy summer.
You're looking for mainly tourist type of things, vacation rentals, or will there be long-term rentals also available?
You know, long-term rentals will probably work out for us for the wintertime. Obviously, we're going to fill up come summertime because everything does around here. But, you know, we're kind of looking for all the options. We also have some extra space in here that we might even lease out as for a restaurant or something like that.
You know, Steve, I'm sure you don't want me to ask this question because you're so busy with Kenai Catering, you probably don't want anybody to sign up for the summer. It's probably already full. But my place that I'm going is that you have given back to this community from when you first came and were at the Crossing to then taking over Kenai Catering and all of the events that you've done. What is your vision now for the future?
Well, Meryl, as life does to us, we all get older. Our vision is to retire someday, but for the next few years, we're going to keep pushing it out, and we're going to provide some great food for people, and we're going to have a wonderful hotel for people to stay at.
You may actually wet a fishing line rather than just serving the banquets.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. You know, if we have a solid fishing year, that'd be great, and some decent weather.
Steve, this is a great day, and you must be feeling very excited about the future and about what you've been able to accomplish here with Bobby.
We are. It's been a lot of work, and it's kind of a relief point at this point because it's happening. But, you know, we've had a lot of anticipation leading up to this, and we're super excited to have all the people show up and just check out what we've done.
Paydays are fun. Now, if someone wants to reserve a room or for a mother-in-law that's coming that you don't want to stay in your house, how do they do that?
Well, they're going to get a hold of Michelle, our general manager, at 690-0413 and or go to kenaiinn.com, thekenaiinn.com, excuse me. I have to be sure you throw in the. But we're also on Expedia, and it's pretty easy to book with us online just like you would any other hotel.
Or people could just drive in and walk up to your reception area.
That's possibly the case. We're going to have limited hours at the front desk just because, you know, we're a small hotel. But certainly, you know, we're taking bookings.
And you certainly have a beautiful banquet room that's also been renovated. If the old timers are thinking, I remember that room.
We have a wonderful banquet room, seats about 100 people, and we love to have banquets here, too. It's a full service hotel. It really is.
Congratulations, Steve. You never do a bad job. Always a great job. Steve and Bobby England, the entrepreneurs of the Kenai Inn and Kenai Catering. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that hotel staying sound of KSRM.